Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, HealthLock.com. Go there today.
America trapped behind enemy lines. Day number 34.
Day 34, Americans abandoned by Joe Biden behind enemy lines. And yeah, still trapped today. We're going to tell you about four people that were that got out to safety thanks to the help of Congressman Ronny Jackson and others. We'll get to that in a little bit on the program today. The RNC came out with a new ad. 13 times on the record, Fauci spoke out against vaccine mandates. Do you see what they're trying to do now? Limit. We've been talking about monoclonal antibodies on this program for a long time. Been almost a year since Donald Trump got his infusion of Regeneron. And so many others have gotten it as well. And now that you have breakthrough cases, in other words, people fully vaccinated, including one of my best friends, that end up getting getting COVID, contracting COVID-19. Well, these monoclonal antibodies have been extremely effective, according to every single medical doctor. That this is one of the few things that they don't disagree on. Again, I would tell you to ask your doctor. I'm not a doctor. We know that Ron DeSantis, He's now routinely castigated for promoting monoclonal antibodies, which is a therapeutic. Now, let's just stick with the vaccinated people that get breakthrough cases. He set up centers all over Florida. So Floridians at this point, they did everything that the liberals and the media and Biden and everybody told them to do. They got vaccinated, fully vaccinated. And then they end up with a breakthrough case. I have two friends in Florida, fully vaccinated, that had a breakthrough case. They got Regeneron. In 48 hours, they both felt great. Taken early, talk to your doctor, but taken early, as soon as you get a positive COVID test, whether you have the vaccine or don't have the vaccine, it's shown effective. I have a friend in Georgia, 78 years old. His wife, I think, is 68. And he got unvaccinated, both of them. He got COVID within 24 hours, had the Regeneron infusion. His wife got within 24 hours, the Regeneron infusion. They got help by our friend, Harvard Medical School trained Dr. Fareed. They got the monoclonal antibodies and they're fine. And their kids got it, but they didn't need that according to the doctor. I'm not a doctor. I just listen to doctors, those I agree with and disagree with. And I let you, make your own decisions in consultation with your own research and your doctor and your unique medical history. Anyway, so now despite, desperate to find something sinister, now that DeSantis has said, okay, this is working. Okay, we should be happy. Breakthrough cases, we have a therapeutic that is showing great success. You'd think that'd be great. Well, now DeSantis critics, threw out every charge that they could dream of when he first started it. And the first line was, well, Regeneron's treatment didn't work. Okay, that didn't work out well. That narrative is false. Then it was that Regeneron's treatment worked fine, but represented a dangerous distraction from the vaccine. Now it's that Regeneron's treatment is part of a corrupt plot to enrich DeSantis donors. Now, today we learned from the Washington Post, none of that was the problem. Instead, the big sin of Governor DeSantis is that he's been relying upon monoclonal antibody treatments too much, and that he's being unfair to other states that now need it. Oh, as if the other states couldn't adopt the same policies. By the way, many of them are. You know who else had a breakthrough case? Governor Abbott of Texas. You know what? When I first heard about it, I texted him. I said, I'm so sorry. I'm wishing you well. Have you talked to your doctor about monoclonal antibodies like Regeneron? I wrote him that. And he said, yeah, I'm about to get infused in about 10 minutes. So he was, and he said it all publicly. I'm not disclosing private confidential medical information. Some people choose to share their private medical information. I choose not to. That's my choice. I believe in medical privacy. I believe in patient-doctor confidentiality. Apparently, I'm one of the few in the country left that does. Anyway, now the Biden administration has been so impressed by the impact of Regeneron's treatment and how effective it's been, according to the Washington Post, they're now seeking to stave off shortages of the drug, purchasing 1.4 million additional doses, and they're asking the Department of Health and Human Services to set up rules for distribution. Are you kidding me? Now, let me tell you one thing I know for sure. There's no shortage of Regeneron. We've called and we've asked and we've talked to the governor of Florida's people, and they have assured us that they've spoken with the company Regeneron. They've spoken, and Eli Lilly has their own version of it. And there's not a shortage of it. And they've been assured that. So now we're going to play politics with the therapeutic that shows to work the most. Well, we should all be happy that there's a therapeutic for breakthrough cases and even the unvaccinated. You know, all these people going on radio and television telling us, yeah, if you didn't get the vaccine, you shouldn't get treatment. All right, we're going to apply that same standard. Well, you're overweight. We're not going to treat you. Well, you're a junkie. We're not going to treat you. We're just going to make decisions based on choices that people make in their life and say, we'll treat you. No, no room for you. Sorry. Nope. You use drugs. Get out of here. That's not who we are. Maybe when they're getting treatment, you offer them help. And by the way, the RNC came out with an ad. This is devastating. We'll show it tonight on TV of flip-flop Fauci. 13 times that he spoke against vaccine mandates. You just can't make this up. I mean, it's just sad. How about the fact that, you know, when I said with all these Americans that Joe abandoned behind enemy lines in Afghanistan, what did I say? I said, I don't care about their politics. They're our fellow Americans. And of the hundreds of Americans, thousands of green card holders that have the right to be here, the Afghan allies that we said and promised we'd get out, that we didn't get out, if they're all going to come back home and fight to get this show canceled, which people do, I want them home. I want them fighting to get me canceled. Bring our Americans home. There are certain things that are not political for me. Americans trapped behind enemy lines held hostage is not political, except that the idiocy and the decision making, it's unforgivable to me. Because we watched it all unfold and it was so easily simply prevented. So sad and so preventable. They still don't know how many are stuck behind enemy lines. The same thing with, you know, I don't really care what your medical condition or your vaccine decision was. If you test positive and we have something that shows promise and your doctor recommends it, because I'm not going to play your doctor, something like monoclonal antibodies like Regeneron, it should be made available to you. This isn't Republican and Democrat. You know, look, some people got mad when I said, I really don't mind the mask. If it's going to get us back into stadiums and restaurants and ballparks faster, I don't care. It just never bothered me. gave me some anonymity, made me look better. I look better with a mask on, don't you think, Linda? I definitely look better with a mask on.
Sure.
Sure, sure.
Sure.
Mask, hat, and dark glasses, and I still get recognized. I don't know how the heck that happens, but it does.
Well, it's your ninja walk.
Is that what it is, the ninja walk?
Absolutely. It's a ninja walk. And probably all the broken hands.
Not particularly swift, as you know. we're not exactly skipping along like we once did. Anyway, so last night, Ted Cruz was on Hannity, and he shared video with us of 10,000 people under a bridge. Now, we had 200,000 illegal immigrants. Here's the COVID outrage there, too. All these hundreds of thousands, we're now headed towards 2 million illegal immigrants already this year, over 1.5, 200,000 on average now a month, illegal immigrants, and those are the ones we count, processed into the country, high rate of COVID positivity, you know, stuffed into Biden's cages and that are overcrowded. Nobody's getting COVID tested. There's no COVID mandate because Democrats voted against a mandate for vaccines for themselves and for illegal immigrants. The rest of us, to hell with you. You got to take the jab. I mean, wow. You can't even make this stuff up about how hypocritical it is. Anyway, then they tried, because the images are so bad coming from the border, they tried to, the FAA stepped in, now politicized just like Biden's Justice Department, and they banned Fox News Channel's drone cam flights showing the 10,000 people under a bridge. Can you believe that? Now, to the credit of the Texas Department of Public Safety, and I'm sure that Governor Abbott had a role in this, they're defying the Biden FAA ban on Fox News. And we now have our helicopter in the air taking pictures and images of it, considering they banned drone flights. What are they going to ban next? They're going to ban our helicopters and ground our helicopters because they don't want the American people to see the truth? It's unbelievable. So then we have people that they're not included in the vaccine mandate. They're not included in even coronavirus testing, a high rate of COVID positivity. Then you're kept in cages that are overcrowded. And then you get dispersed all over the country with no vaccine, but Americans have to get the vaccine. And the same is happening with, you know, a lot of, apparently, these people coming from Afghanistan. I didn't know that there was a high rate of measles in Afghanistan. Linda, did you know there's a high rate of measles? Guess what? Well, now it's shown up in the U.S.
Exactly right.
I haven't even heard of measles most of our lives.
Right, but now it's a threat to our children.
Right. Now, I know that the very professional and business like Taliban, as you know, stated by Joe and Jen Psaki and company, yeah, we have more details on the execution of the pregnant female police officer and more on the details on the killings of the 9 and 10 year olds and more about the Taliban. As I predicted, they now have ordered boys only to return to school. Who told you first that that was all coming? We have cyber experts warning that military equipment Biden left to the Taliban could actually neutralize some of our own weapons systems. We got a lot of news out of now day 34, Americans abandoned by Joe Biden. We'll get to that. We'll get to the issue. We're going to bring up the issue. I saw interviewed Gabby Petito's mom, dad, stepmom, stepdad last night. My heart's broken. What in God's name is going on with this kid, his boyfriend? Why won't he? When did you see her last? Where is she? He won't talk to anybody. So sad. I find those interviews the hardest to do. I really do. As a parent, I can interview anybody. I've been doing this a long time. I hate interviewing people that I know are in utter pain. Because you know, but they're doing it because they love their daughter and they want information. And I don't blame them. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. We got a lot to get to today.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, GoldCo, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. So call GoldCo at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call GoldCo at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. We roll along, Sean Hannity Show, 800-941-SEAN. This is very sad. Imagine this is Donald Trump. Remember the strike that we were told, the drone strike, took out a leader of ISIS-K? And we all tried to get to, well, which leader did it take out? Who did it take out? We never got an answer. And the report started to come in that, it might have been an aid worker. General Milley, the great General Milley that said he'd tip off China, according to Washington Post reporters, Bob Woodward and Costa, he described it as a righteous strike. Well, we now know that that righteous strike, we can confirm and they're admitting, killed an aid worker with 9 members of his family plus 7 children. Wow. How sad is that? Now, mistakes can happen in war. But I will tell you, if Donald Trump messed that up and they claimed that they were successful, impeach him now! You know what would happen. So remember the female police officer, 15 years experience, determined not to flee, knowing the Taliban's taken over her home province? Yeah, on September 4th, gunmen called themselves Taliban Mujahideen, stormed her home, took her husband and her 4 of her sons into another room, tied them up. Then they beat this woman with their guns and shot her dead, according to a family member who described what happened. 8 months pregnant, did not believe she would be killed because of her job. She didn't listen to our warnings. Today we buried her bruised and torn body, said the relative. I thought that this is the professional and businesslike Taliban. The same Taliban, Reuters reporting, Afghan schools were open for boys from Saturday. New Taliban Ministry of Education said in a statement, and apparently it's boys only that will be returning to school. No indication when girls might. I would probably argue the answer, sadly, is never. Just unbelievable. And we got the whole General Milley mess and fiasco. He's not answering the real questions. And nobody's pressing him on it. Because we need to know. Did you offer aid, comfort, and did you promise to tip off China if we were going to attack and try and undermine the president's constitutional authority?
Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.